Many of the world's languages are becoming extinct, but as they whisper faintly, new languages are getting louder, thanks to conlangers, or constructed language makers. They've recently started talking, so to speak, with one another on the internet. From member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, Brenda Trombley explains.
When Sarah Hegley was a 9-year-old growing up in Glendora, California, she and her friends wanted to be able to share secrets and pass notes. So they made up their own language, Teonoth.
I kept notebooks and I drew pictures and I invented a calligraphic script for it, and this went on and on. And as I got older and was exposed to more languages, I always went back secretly to my private language and expanded on it and made it more complicated.
Eventually, Higley's friends lost interest in the project, but she didn't. Even after she became an English professor, she continued to work on her Teonoth, making up a whole lexicon of words like ya for yes and vi for no, and more complicated words too, like dasridel.
Dasridel, to be in a state of enchantment, and it sounds like dazzle to me, dasridel.
She even added grammatical rules, putting the object of a sentence at the beginning, where the subject usually is, in English.
I mean, you needed to say things like, were you finally able to get the car started? So I thought, well, how do you say that on Teonoth? Il auto, atoned, si atale l'arbego de? The car, it's running. Could you at end begin?
For years, Higley filled her secret notebooks with new words, usage rules, and even poetry. But she stopped talking about it. She says she felt too shy until the day she discovered books by a writer who had invented his own language. That's J.R.R. Tolkien singing in his elvish language from his novel The Fellowship of the Ring. Like Sarah Hegley, Tolkien invented a private language when he was a child. Later, he incorporated it into his trilogy of fantasy books, The Lord of the Rings. But Tolkien wasn't the first conlanger. People have been making up languages for centuries. The composer of this music, for example, Hildegard of Bingen, made up her own tongue and called it lingua ignota. The French philosopher René Descartes made up his own private language, too, in hopes that it would help him think more clearly. Gregory Carlson is a linguist at the University of Rochester.
I mean, people do all sorts of really lonely things, for one thing. I work the crossword puzzle every Sunday just for the fun of it. I don't show it to people. I don't talk to people about it. I just do it.
Carlson says most invented languages, such as Esperanto, were made up by people who wanted to solve the Bible's old Tower of Babel problem, created when God stopped the construction of a tower to heaven by causing its builders to suddenly speak in different tongues. But now Carlson says hundreds of people are constructing languages for pleasure. He says it's an introspective pursuit, much like building a tiny replica of a great ship.
You sit there in your shop for days and days building this model, or weeks and months painting it, researching it. You're learning something about boats as you do it. And in the end, what do you have? You don't have something that's going to float out to sea and make it more than 20 feet out before the waves wash it over. Okay, but still, there's something very satisfying about the process of creating a model.
That's why constructed language makers call their systems model languages. They're miniature.
They are likenesses that are not fully complete, but have the essential characteristics, or some of the essential characteristics, so it's still recognizably a language.
Valvampen de tachiot le thindro my thindel, id fimule nusoi celitiel duv my mindel.
That's Sarah Hegley, reading a poem by a Dutch conlanger named Irina Rempt. Hegley translated it into her private language, Teonoth.
Valilis natilvan le nialit my re. The starling song sings of heroic deeds. The heron washes its clothes in the morning rain. By night, the lark worships the stars. But the true heart of birds, who can observe it?
3 years ago, when Sarah Hegley discovered an internet discussion group for language inventors, she says she was thrilled to be able to share her Teonoth. Now she and other conlangers from all over the world talk to each other. They play games and invent word puzzles. Higley is so fascinated by them that she's working on a book.
I did a survey of all the people who are making up languages on this website, Listserv. And they come from all walks of life. There are 14-year-olds on there. There are 70-year-olds on there.
One thing they all share, Higley says, besides a love of language, is a sense of irony. Most Conlangers have translated a Bible passage into their own private languages. It's that Tower of Babel passage from the Bible.
Send Eabaur Yarje Eldrojane, and one to the other they said, Mantates, Nitaprayens, Yoado Totimath Lethismats. Come, let's take bricks and thoroughly fire them. Send Nitaupra Eldwaviento Mimivia, Yonerik Tochichia, and bricks they took for stones and mud for mortar. Send Eldwavebra Mantates, and they said, Come, Tese Ilzilifiljo had Hamats. Let's build a tower and a city. Tamechen aidkempa arerehenachil, so that its top reaches heaven. Send rotirai termats, tavera listsu hiniel takrem rososiarem, so that we do not get scattered throughout the earth.
That's Sarah Higley reading in English and Teonath. She says what started out as a childish poetic exercise has become a consuming creative act. Higley calls it her rewording of the world that makes her and other Conlangers the supreme authorities of their own private domains. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Rochester, New York.